Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hey, it's Charlie Matos, and in this episode, we Zoom with Parker McCollum. This was recorded July the 12th of 2021. Parker had just been named Opry Next Stage Artist for the month of July, and there'd be a lot to talk about. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Parker McCollum.
Parker McCollum, and for the month of July, congratulations, buddy, the Opry Next Stage Artist. When did you get that news? How did they spring that on you?
Just a couple months or a couple days ago, or I guess a couple weeks ago now, they kind of told me that it would be happening. And anytime your name's associated with the Opry to any capacity, it's a good thing.
Yeah. Where are you located this morning? Like in the Magic Carpet Ride store or something? What is the back?
We are at the Magic Carpet Ride store in East Nashville. Yes.
It's a psychedelic backdrop if ever I've seen one. And where were you when you wrote 22 hours ago, dudes, just absolutely brawling in the front couple of rows last night? If y'all would have just saved it for after the show, I'd have come out in the parking lot, drank a beer, and watched you guys throw hands all night. Would it be an absolute pleasure to hang with you all and enjoy some competition here or complete?
Yeah, I meant to say competition. I had a typo, but I just left it. No, that was in Denver. It was a big rowdy show, a place called the Levitt Pavilion, big amphitheater. And I guess the kids came to party, man. They came to have a good time.
Is that one of the first times you can remember that happening, or is this something we expect at Parker McCollum shows?
No, they fight all the time, but never quite. I mean, it was like, it looked like 10 or 15. You can just see all of a sudden the sea of people, and you just see a big hole, a big circle form in the middle, and kids just throwing down in the middle of it, and we had to stop the show. I mean, it happened once, we stopped the show, and then it happened again, and we just kept going. I was like, y'all just got to figure this one out on your own.
Well, as July Opry Next Stage Artist, how often will we see you during the month of July at the Opry? Because I know you got a lot of road dates. I was looking at those a little bit ago.
I do. I know I've got one night there, I think, next week on Tuesday night. Looking forward to that. It'll be my first time back playing it since my debut in February. So very much looking forward to that.
What do you remember about that day and night?
I don't really remember a whole lot. It was such a blur. They gave me, right before I walked on stage, they gave me the plaque for Pretty Heart going platinum. So as if I wasn't already just, you know, nervous and all over the place to begin with, they hit me with that right before we go out. So it was, I don't know, it's kind of funny. I remember standing side stage, and then I remember being side stage again and being out there and playing the songs was just kind of a little blur, but it was, man, it was great. My whole family got to come, and it was a real treat.
Well, everybody talks about how fast it goes, and it's just the common theme for anybody who debuts at the Grand Ole Opry. And even after you've been there and played a half dozen times, it's like, man, that's over too soon.
Yeah, you kind of hope. I mean, I like that feeling. If you don't get nervous when you play the Opry, then I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with you. Maybe there's something wrong with me. I don't know, because I feel like I'll be nervous every time.
Hey, did you, being a Texas guy, a Conroe, did you make it to Nashville to the Opry as a youngster, maybe on family vacation or
something? I got to go one time about a year or two ago. My mom and my aunt and my grandma were in town in Nashville. Jordan Pettit had us out just to kind of see all the backstage stuff. And we got to sit in the little pews on the stage. And, my grandma thought that was just the coolest thing in the world. I think Casey Musgraves played that night, and Charlie Daniels played that night. And Lee Greenwood played that night. It was really, really cool. And then next time I was there, I got to play and stand in the circle, and it was a dream come true.
Now, was your grandmother more excited to see Casey Musgraves or Lee Greenwood? I'm curious.
she was really excited to see Charlie Daniels. I don't think she'd ever seen him before.
Oh, good for her. Yeah.
And so she just, that was a real treat for her. And then I could tell she was the most excited she's ever been about anything I've gotten to do in country music was me playing the Opry in February. So it was pretty special.
Well, you referenced Pretty Heart and going platinum and getting that plaque that night as well. Now, hopefully when we talk 10 years from now, we'll talk about 10 or 15 number ones, but you can only have a number one for the first time once. How special was that song, especially since you were a writer on it?
Yeah, it's a great feeling. I mean, you dream all the time when you're a little kid and you're artists that you look up to. You know, you always hear them in interviews and stuff saying this went platinum or gold or number one. And then all of a sudden, when it's you sitting there, kind of like right now, talking about my song that went platinum and gold and number one, it was a crazy, crazy feeling. And especially just through COVID, and that song went to radio right as the world shut down. And I kind of remember being like, you know, that's some pretty interesting timing. Pretty unfortunate timing, but it can't go any higher. Number one's as high as it could go. So it did the best that it could do. And it kind of kept my head above water, I think, during COVID when we weren't touring, just having something to focus on.
I want to go back to Be Loved By You for just a second. What was that boss car you were driving in there? And is it yours?
No, that's a 65 Fastback. It's my buddy Holden's car.
So it's a Ford Mustang.
Yeah, Fastback Mustang. I'm a big car guy. I love cars. I love classic cars, but I don't ever want to own one. It's like driving a soup can.
Well, you were going so doggone fast in the editing in the video. I thought immediately Mustang. And then a couple of times I thought, is that a Camaro? Depending on the time you're talking about, but a Fastback Mustang. Okay.
Yes, there's a Fastback Mustang. I love Camaros. I love old school classic Mustangs. But the more I drive these new American muscle cars like the Corvettes and the Camaros, I'm just obsessed with them. And I love classic cars. I love the way they look. I love to have one in the garage just to look at all the time. But driving them is not near as fun as driving the new ones.
Hey, listen, you're early on in your career. Save your money. Just call Alan Jackson. Go over to his house and look at his collection and then get it out of your
system. Shoot me Alan's number, will you?
He would love to show you around because he loves cars too, antique cars. Well, you're off to Omaha and Minneapolis and Cedar Rapids, as well as Twin Lakes in Wisconsin later on this week and into the weekend. And then back on the road, you pick up on the 22nd. You'll be in St. Louis, Petersburg, Illinois. And, of course, we'll be seeing you during the month of July as the Opry Next Stage artist. Explain to people the other activities that go on in addition to playing the Opry and being given this designation.
I think anytime you get to go play it again, you know, getting asked to debut at the Opry is such an honor, right? But I'm sure there's a chance you could leave there and not get asked. You know, if you only ever play it one time, maybe that's not a good thing. So the fact that we're getting to go back and play it again and getting asked to come back is that's enough for me, man. Such a treat and an honor. And I bet I'll be just as nervous on Tuesday as I was back in February.
Thanks for coming to see us this morning, getting up early. And next time you drive around one of those classic cars, give me a call. I'll ride shotgun for you, all right?
Oh, Cody, I love it, man. Welcome with you.
Parker McCollum on Coffee, Country, and Cody.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.